Case number 10915, Cameron Fitzgerald, west of Road 285, Beaver Dam Road, approximately 1,900 feet north of Road 285, Hopkins Road. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Casey Brownham, 19576 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Cameron Fitzgerald, 19576 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth?
Yes.
Hello.
Good evening.
We would like, we're here to request a variance to build a garage, a 28-foot by 28-foot stick-built garage, 5 feet from the side and 5 feet from the back. The reason why we can't be in the setbacks, the location of the house, and there are several oak trees that we would like to preserve. So we've put it as far back as we can.
Basically, when we purchased the house in January of 2010, it was a fire damaged home that I picked up privately from the owner, so took the time, and my brothers are in construction, so they went ahead and redid the whole inside, and using their advice, trying to figure out ideas where we could place a garage, that was the best idea we could come up with, as Casey was saying, without having to cut down several large oak trees. If you pull into the driveway, you basically have to pull around. It makes a circle around the oak trees. The only logical place to place that garage, if we can build one, is back in that corner. Okay. To the right of us, there is a sewage / water pumping station for the neighborhood of Ridings. So there's nothing to the right that it would hurt the value or obstruct anything from that point of view. Mm-hmm. Behind us, there's about a 5-foot ditch or so and undeveloped property for the Ridings. No one can build there within, I would say, a good 30, 40 feet within that location behind us as well. In addition, we have, we've planted several evergreen trees around the property line about 5 feet apart. So over time, that's going to grow quite large and block out anything around us. Long run, anyhow.
Okay. Right. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
And it's 28 by 28, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
You can't build an attached garage to the house?
The tree, that's we actually came up with the idea. I'd actually prefer to have that, but the way those trees are, it wouldn't allow us to be able to connect to the house.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,915. I think it's a minimum grant before relief, and I don't think offers central character to the neighborhood.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,915. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.